Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Detectives. This is Patricia Lemmer, author of Outsmarting Autism. This is a very exciting interview for me today with Alana Gershlowitz, who is coming to us from, if you would believe, Johannesburg, South Africa. I don't know if this radio show has ever done anyone from a different continent, but we are so excited to have you, Alana.
Patricia, thank you so much for having me today. It is so exciting to be speaking to your listeners today.
Oh, we are too. Alana, you have done so much. We have so much to talk about. You are trained as a lawyer, and you are the mother of how many boys?
I'm the mother of three boys. My oldest, David, is 19, and he has severe autism. I have a 16-year-old who's typical, and then my youngest actually recovered from autism.
So you have gone through this twice.
Autism came knocking on my door twice, Patricia.
Oh, wow. And have you thought about how that happened? Was this, and I think a lot of people like you will say this was a gift that was given to you for a reason.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think a lot of people go through their life searching for meaning, searching for a purpose. My husband and I didn't have to search for that purpose. It was kind of presented to us. I think in the beginning, when you hear that word autism, and certainly for me, now 17 years ago, when that word autism rang through my ears, I was overcome with fear because of the unknown. But the minute I started researching and understanding the underlying causes and how I could help my son, that's when I started to feel better. In the beginning, I went through such a mourning phase. I had to mourn this loss of this normal road I perceived I would take. But in time, I started to create a new normal. And I have so much to share today, but we can talk about how this all comes about. How did this happen twice? I've been stalking autism for the last 17 years, like a hunter stalks their prey. So I'm excited.
All right, well, go for it. You've got an hour here, so go for it. You have the floor. Tell us how this all came to be. And how you saw the light that understood that you had to look at causes, that autism was a symptom.
I love your question, so thank you for that. In the beginning, when we received the diagnosis, autism, it felt like a judgment, sentence proclaimed autism, right?
Right.
Lifelong sentence. That was my initial reaction. Once I started researching, I realized that there were actually underlying issues that were contributing to the red flags to autism that I was seeing in my younger son. We brought home a beautiful baby who had normal development, and all of a sudden, just like so many families have told you on your show before, my child had normal development, and suddenly I saw a regression, or
right.
he just stopped developing. So with David, we saw a regression.
How old was he when that happened?
It's really soul-destroying, because what happens? Everyone starts running to the speech therapist, the occupational therapist, the play therapist, the doctor. You're looking for answers, and, you know, you're just so distressed because you're so worried about your child.
Right.
And so in the beginning, I was told he has autism. There's nothing you can do about it. Take him home, make him comfortable, goodbye, and good luck. I was not prepared to accept that, and I started researching. And I think the first book, Patricia, that I ever read, and I'm so proud of this, was Dr. Jacqueline McCandless's Children with Starving Brains. I turned on my laptop after we received that diagnosis, started to research, and her book popped up. I ordered the book, and when I started reading Children with Starving Brains by Dr. Jacqueline McCandless, I could not put it down, because she was describing my son,
mm-hmm.
and she was actually talking about treatments and things that I could do to help him.
Right.
She had a granddaughter who had been diagnosed with autism, and that's why she had started to research with Dr. Bernard Remland, and I know you were part of all of that, and Dan, correct?
Right. Yep. And this was the only book. Her book was the first book that said autism is medical and you can do something about it. Thank God for her.
Thank God for her. You know, I read the book 3 times, and I couldn't put it down. And Yahweh, can you believe that her book and your work that you did, Patricia, to work with her, that book reached South Africa, and that book reached me. And that gave me a lifeline. It gave me the information that I needed to say, okay, well, what's going on here? So what is going on here, and what did Dr. McCandless teach me from the beginning? Number one, diet and nutrition.
Yep.
I realized that my son had food allergies. And so very quickly, we removed gluten, dairy, soya, sugar, and we started to focus on nutrition.
Fantastic. Weren't you lucky to find that book right away? Wow.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I actually, after reading it, I sent her a message, and I said, I live in Johannesburg, South Africa. You please need to help me. And she did. She ordered tests. Now, I'd love to share this story with your American families, because it's so hard sometimes, it feels hard to do the testing required.
Oh, yeah.
So Dr. McCandless said, I want you to do a urine test, a stool test, a hair test. Let's determine what's causing these symptoms of autism. And I had to get the test kits from America. And then I had to collect my son's samples. I had to request special permission from our laboratory in South Africa to spin the blood sample at a certain speed to centrifuge, which is to separate the red and the white blood cells, right?
Right.
It had to be packaged in a certain way, on ice, some had to be frozen. We had to go to the courier, to DHL, and we had to ask them to send these samples from Johannesburg to the laboratories in America. This was very, very anxiety-provoking for us, because we didn't want anything to go wrong in that process. And we sent samples.
About 15 years ago? What?
Oh, my gosh, 17.
17 years ago. So we weren't dealing internationally so much back then.
You weren't.
No.
And that's why for us it was very difficult. Do you know, now in South Africa we have a laboratory that actually partners with one of the American laboratories to make that process smoother for South African parents, because what I want your American families to hear from you today is that, you know, the autism stats is everywhere. The incidence of autism in South Africa is out of control. And in Africa, it's not just in America, it's really globally. But I will never forget when we received Dr. McCandless, her report. And I read through her report because she'd analyzed his test results from the laboratories. Everything went smoothly, and the laboratories interpreted the results. Dr. McCandless sent us a report. And at the end of the report, Patricia, she said, I wish you good luck with the healing of your precious boy. I could not sleep that night because for the first time, a doctor had given me direction. And you know what? In that moment, she unmasked autism. Before that, I always say the devil didn't have a face. Now, I knew exactly what I was facing, and I was going to fight tooth and nail to get my boy back.
Oh, fantastic. Now, tell us some of the things that she found, some of the biological findings. Did he have food allergies? Did he have viruses? Did he have heavy metals?
Patricia, he had all of it. He had viruses. He had heavy metals. He had vitamin deficiencies.
Yeah.
He had, so that's vitamin deficiencies. He had mineral deficiencies. He had amino acid deficiencies. He had immune dysregulation, and he had markers for inflammation. And she gave us so many treatments. I remember we ordered all her recommendations from America, and I'll never forget sitting on the floor and this big box arrived from America. Oh, you know what she found as well was she found infections, yeast infections. She found Clostridia, bacterial infections. His gut was in a very, very bad state, and we had to do a lot of work to fix his gut flora. That's the microbiome.
Right. Now, were you really one of the first people in South Africa to understand the role of the microbiome and all these biological issues in autism? You had not heard this from anyone in your country.
I hadn't, and all the neurologists and developmental specialists I had seen, they all said to us, and you go for a second and a third opinion, and they all said, he has autism, accept it, make him comfortable.
Right.
Nobody made the gut-brain connection. And Patricia, David had 8 to 11 explosive diarrhea stools a day.
A day. Oh, my God. But that was okay because he had autism, and that's what happens when you have autism. They don't get it. Why don't they get it?
They couldn't see beyond his autism. Now, I want to say, not every child is going to have 8 to 10 explosive stools a day. But Dr. McCandless says in her book that don't be fooled if your child has one bowel movement a day. That's good, but there can still be gut issues.
Uh-huh. Right. And you can use the name of labs and products on this show. We're happy to promote anybody that you want to, and I'm, you know, because it can help other people get help. So I'm curious what laboratory was working with you. Was it Great Plains? I think they were one of the only ones that were international.
It was Great Plains.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud to say it. because I think that Dr. Shaw from Great Plains, it's been so many years, and he's the most wonderful man. And the work that he's done over so many years, he's also written two books, and those books helped me. Your book, Patricia, is incredible. It's a must read for everyone, Outsmarting Autism. I have many parents in South Africa who've read your book and just been so inspired and have been able to look at the autism through a different lens.
Yeah.
It's so difficult when you go into a doctor's office and you get told, you know, psychiatric medication.
So Dr. Shaw, I've known since before he founded Great Plains, and when he made his major discovery that two brothers with autism had yeast infections, and he found yeast metabolites in their urine, and he didn't know anything about autism. And so he went down the rabbit hole trying to figure out what was wrong with these boys with autism and discovered it was a yeast problem. And we're still looking at yeast and especially different kinds of molds in kids with autism. And there is all new kinds of research and treatments now on mold. And this is a very old, it's what goes around comes around, as we say. It's old news and it's new news at the same time.
I understand exactly what you said. So we have over many years done the organic acid test, the urine test, that has 72 markers. It's going to look from Great Plains. It's going to look for inflammatory markers. It's going to look for the yeast, the Clostridia, deficiencies in essential vitamins and minerals. It looks for something called oxalate. Certain foods contain oxalates that our children just can't digest. It looks for the inflammatory markers as well, mitochondrial issues. It is just, if you're going to consider spending money on any test, that would be my first port of call.
Right, the organic acids test, plus I think a stool sample to look at the microbiome. There's a stool, the MAP, I can't remember the name of the stool test.
It's the comprehensive, I think it's the comprehensive digestive stool analysis.
Yeah.
And you correct on the mold. Great Plains have got tests now that you can do for mold.
Yeah.
And if you go research, I think it's just unbelievable to realize, so what did I learn over these 17 years? Like, why are we, like, where is this coming from? From my research, I have come to realize that a child can have a vulnerability to autism, and then there are going to be environmental triggers that then can express that vulnerability, correct?
Right, right, right.
So your triggers are going to be the food you're eating, the water you're drinking, the air, toxicity.
Right.
So you were talking, Patricia, about the mold. That's why everyone has to really look at cleaning up their environment. What are you using to wash the bed linen? Is your child drinking filtered water? What cleaning products are you using in your home? Is there mold in your home? Mold is one of, can cause many health conditions and is a contributor to the autism symptoms.
Absolutely. And we have had the rainiest summer ever. Lots of people with flooded basements with leaky roofs here in the United States. And they think because the water's gone, the problem's gone, they don't realize what might be growing behind the walls. It is so important that if you've had a leak, that you continue to look and monitor and make sure you don't have mold.
I agree with you. Very important.
Yep. So you took your knowledge and went to the next step. What did you do? You said, I've got to share this. Nobody in South Africa knows anything about this. What am I going to do?
I felt like a it was this big secret. First of all, I couldn't believe that we were going through this. I think in the beginning, you wake up in the morning and you think, okay, but this can't be true. This was just a bad dream. It doesn't happen to me. It happens to other people. Once you get over that, the quicker you can just get your head around the fact that I'm dealing with this diagnosis, let's stop living in fear about you bargain with yourself. Well, he did this, it can't be. But he did this, well, maybe. You know, let's just reach a conclusion. And I can tell you, when we did that and we faced it head on, that's when we all started to heal, because the sooner you can actually, you know, take it head on and face what's happening, the better the child's chances of having a good prognosis. So, yes, early intervention is key, but it is never, ever too late to start the right treatment.
Absolutely.
So what did we do? We followed Dr. McCandless's protocol. And I think my message to parents today is that healing takes time. This is a marathon. You're not running a sprint.
Yeah,
I have seen so many parents over the years search for a magic bullet that's going to just take autism away. My message to parents is that if one treatment doesn't work, try another. If that treatment doesn't work, try another. Keep trying and you will succeed.
Right. So, Alana, this is so exciting. I just love the way you've told your story. We need to take a break, and when we come back, I want to hear about what you did next, because you have done so many exciting things that are helpful. You're listening to the Autism Detectives. This is Patricia Lemmer with my guest, Alana Gershlowitz, from Johannesburg, South Africa. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Lemmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detectives. This is Patricia Lemmer with my guest, Alana Gershlowitz, who has been telling us about her experiences in South Africa with three boys, two of whom have autism. You've told us, Alana, about David, who's now 19. What about your youngest son?
Patricia, David has been a very treacherous journey. He's 19 years old, and we've had many victories on our autism road. We are still wrestling with autism. So David uses an iPad to communicate. He can tell us so much on the iPad. He uses the touch chat communication program.
Uh-huh.
And even though I started him early on the biomedical journey, David was a storm in a teacup looking back.
Uh-huh.
And even though we didn't get a complete recovery case, David would never be the functional individual he is at 19 had we not followed all these treatments over many, many years. So David's journey teaches us that you have to have persistence and you have to keep going.
Right.
You know, when you climb a mountain, you got to look, don't look up, don't look down, just climb. And that's the lesson David taught us. So you can have bad days, but pick yourself up and keep going.
Good.
And with David, let me share where he's at today. Today he works with a chef in a kitchen every day.
Oh, wow.
And because of his education program, and I'll talk more about that just shortly, he is able to peel vegetables and cut vegetables. He works with his chef, and they make pizzas and stews and hamburgers and salads, and he enjoys to cook. And we continue to work on his independence and functionality. I think that parents must always look for that program that's going to work for your child.
Yeah.
You know, for David, I actually established the Star Academy, which provides education programs to children, individual programs to children on the spectrum. And we've been established for going on 15 years. We do follow ABA. It's also important that parents, you know, draw on from speech therapy and occupational therapy, and we know very much vision therapy is important. I'm going to talk about that just now when I discuss my younger son. For David, ABA helped him a lot. It helped a lot when it helped him to manage his challenging behaviors. But when we worked on his program, we really focused on skill acquisition, working always towards his independence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, David gets up in the morning, he gets dressed, he packs his bag, he has purpose, he can communicate, he has some vocal words, but he does rely mainly on his iPad.
Uh-huh. Now what about Aaron?
Okay. So now we can talk about Aaron. So I was battling autism, fighting for David, and actually when David was diagnosed with autism, I was already pregnant with my second son.
Oh, wow.
And we were very concerned. You know, the doctor didn't know what to tell us. You're pregnant with your second. What must I tell you?
Right.
And all I can say is that God had mercy, and my second son developed normally, and he is 16 years old today. I was very brave when I was younger. Patricia, I don't think I'm brave anymore. But I was still brave years back. And I really longed for another child. Something was missing. And I did my research, and I decided that we understand how autism expresses. There is an environmental contribution to vulnerable genetics. And I felt that I could control things. And I desperately longed for another child. Mm-hmm. And we did what we could, and I had another son. And he, of course I was concerned. He developed normally, everything went well, and he started to get ear infections. And of course, that raises the alarm bells, because you don't want to give antibiotics. We know that antibiotics can harm the gut flora. Sometimes you don't have a choice but to give them. But if you look at the history of a child that develops autism, I often say to the parents, well, right. How many courses of antibiotics?
Right.
And they'll
right.
say, we had lots and lots of ear infections.
Right. That's very, very common.
So there Erin develops his first ear infection, and we know to avoid antibiotics. But what I thought I'd do is we put tubes in his ears so that I could help the drainage, uh-huh. and we would avoid antibiotics. And Patricia, the one thing I missed, do you know what that was?
What?
I didn't check on the anesthetic.
Oh, wow.
So we go off to do the procedure to insert tubes.
Oh, wow.
And the anesthetist came around and spoke to me before the procedure, but I didn't think anything of it. Later on, I realized that Erin was given as an anesthetic nitrous oxide and sevoflurane.
Yep.
That's gas.
Yes, laughing gas. We call it laughing gas.
Yes. Patricia, you can tell us more about that, right?
Well, they're the same genetic vulnerabilities that are triggered by environmental toxins. What there is a genetic vulnerability that makes these kids not be able to tolerate the nitrous oxide, and it affects their brain and their breathing and their thinking, and so many of these kids come out of what for you and for others is a routine operation like having tubes put in their ears, a different child, especially if they were on antibiotics during the procedure. So
exactly.
this is a huge red flag. So we need to take another break. This time has just flown, but when we come back, maybe we can talk about how Erin's doing and then how you put this together into your book, Saving My Sons. So you're listening
Correct.
To the Autism Detectives. This is Patricia Lemmer, and we'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Lemmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. This is Patricia Lemmer. You're listening to the Autism Detectives. Alana Gershlowitz is talking to us from Johannesburg, And she is now going to tell us, I hope, about how she put this all together with Aaron. So he lost his skills. Did he stop talking? Did he start stimming? What happened to him?
When Patricia, you put tubes in his all of the above. Of the above. He had the nitrous oxide. That afternoon I brought him home. And you know that he had words. 17 months he had single words.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed that he wasn't talking. That afternoon we collected my middle son from school. And he said, Mom, why is Aaron not looking at me? He always looks at me when I get in the car. And I went cold.
Well, you know, I want to digress 1 second here, because your middle son, his name is Eli, right?
Correct.
Eli has been an amazing young man, now at 16, who has become an advocate for his brothers. And I listened to a talk that he gave on understanding autism, and it was eloquent. And so I don't want him to get away with talking just about his brothers, because he is such an important part of this picture, too. He was the first to notice that Aaron wasn't giving him eye contact.
Exactly, and I love that you raised that. I have so much I want to say about that. So let me just quickly talk about Aaron, and I'll jump back to Ellie. With Aaron, we lost him. There we had it. Autism unfolding a second time. But this time, we had already watched the movie of autism, the David movie.
Right.
David was 10 years old at this point.
Uh-huh.
So when you've watched the David movie, you know what's going to happen. And Patricia, I think the difference between treating David and treating Aaron was that we were much braver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. With David, Dr. McCann just gave recommendations, but I took more time. I needed to understand it. Parents will say, I am afraid to harm my child.
Uh-huh.
But parents need to understand that your child is already harmed.
Right.
You now need to think about what are you going to do to undo that harm.
Right, right.
So with Aaron, we were much quicker. And also, you know, he wasn't a storm in a teacup like David.
Uh-huh.
Having said that, he wasn't just an easy case. What did it take? We had to focus on his methylation cycle.
Right.
The nitrous oxide, from our research, I understood that it hung around for 21 days, causing an inflammatory response in the brain.
Right.
Aaron, for 3 years, was either on a natural anti-inflammatory or a prescriptive anti-inflammatory. Every time we had him on anti-inflammatories, he'd improve his speech. Vitamin and mineral protocol, omegas, probiotics. We did the organic acid test for him. The yeast and the Clostridia came up. I had, of course, already been careful with his diet.
Right. But you knew that what to look for, and you knew how to treat them, so you were right there with the tools.
Exactly, I was there with the tools. And one of the big things that helped Aaron, Patricia, can you believe that I supplemented folate, and within 48 hours, he turned his voice back on.
And the difference between Aaron and David also was that Aaron had the foundation. He had already had a year and a half of language development and movement that was normal before he got whacked. And so you knew someone was home. You knew that was all in there, and you just had to access it.
Exactly. And with Aaron, every treatment, we treated the glutamate. He had high glutamate. We treated, I actually used low light laser therapy as an additional intervention. Your listeners can, if you Google, you can research more on it. I think it was one of when we started this intervention with Erin, it was very new, and it was more reparative work where it reduced inflammation, supported mitochondria, and so on. But everything we did with Erin mostly helped. There were times where we took a couple of steps back, and I want parents to know that's going to happen. Don't be demotivated by steps back.
Right.
Get up. Pick yourself up.
Yep.
Move forward. Dust yourself off.
Yep. And keep on moving. Right.
Exactly. And where is Erin today? It took 4 years. 4 years. And Erin did do ABA. And we also did a very special technique for Erin for his language called Prompt. It's a speech tool that we used for his apraxia, prompts for restructuring oral muscular phonetic targets. If there are SLPs that do prompts, that's something to look at and incorporate. I know there are trained SLPs in prompts. That helped Erin. That also helped David, but tactile touch to the muscles to help retrain the speech, that helped a lot. And, of course, sticking to the diet and the biomedical treatment protocol. And Erin healed. And today, Erin is 9 years old. He lost his diagnosis of autism, which
Yay. Wonderful. Now, when did you write your book? You wrote a book called Saving My Sons.
Yes, Saving My Sons, A Journey with Autism. When Erin reached recovery, I had to share my story. Even a few years back, I came home one day and I told my husband that if, God forbid, something happened to me, our story would be lost. And because of my older son, David, not only did Erin find his voice and his recovery, but many thousands of children on the African continent could find a program that could help them and support them in acquiring skills and learning and improving and leading a better life, finding a voice. I think that fueled me, Patricia. So David was a very difficult case, but for my husband and myself, if other children could benefit from our knowledge, if other children could get better because of David, we found meaning in that. And
that is so wonderful. We need to take another break. And when we come back, I want you to tell some of the other things that you're doing to share your knowledge with other families so that they can benefit from it. You're listening to The Autism Detectives. This is Patricia Lemmer, and we'll be right back.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Lemmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
exciting, Alana. I don't want to take any more time away from you, but I, being Jewish, and in this time of the high holidays, the days of awe that we're in the middle of right now, I was just so impressed with how you have incorporated your Judaism into David and Aaron's life, and how your son Eli, his speech that I've just loved listening to about Rosh Hashanah being a new year and it's time for a new definition of autism. Can you just tell us briefly how you have done that and how meaningful it is to you?
Thanks, Patricia. You know, I realized very early on in the journey that I would have to fight this diagnosis on a physical domain and on a spiritual domain.
Uh-huh.
In the beginning, it's very difficult to do because you feel angry. Why does God do this? When you stop asking the why and you start looking for ways to open a spiritual channel, you find your answers. So what I learned along my journey is that we can try a probiotic, or we can try an antifungal, we can do an anti-inflammatory, but God has to will for that anti-inflammatory to work, and we must not forget about the spiritual vessel that we have to open so that what we want can be achieved. And with Aaron, actually, I was so upset. I was so distressed about his diagnosis. And a friend of mine had heard about what had happened, and she actually gave me a very special prayer book. And she put it in my hand, and she said, I want you to say this prayer for 40 days, and I want you to light a candle. And it's quite a mystical prayer, and she said there's miracles around this prayer. And when you light that candle, I want the candle to burn for 40 days and 40 nights, because there's miracles around the number 40. And she said, when you get to the end of the prayer, that's where I want you to cry and ask God, demand from God that you want healing for your son. And I followed her recommendation, and I can confidently say that I was exhausted. I sat down at the table at 11 o'clock in the evening. I lit the candle. I started saying this prayer, and within 48 hours, the folate started working for Aaron. He turned his voice back on, right? That's what I said earlier. So was it the folate, or was it the prayer, or was it the combination?
Right. Who cares? It's got to be the everything together. Alana, we haven't told people how to find you. Is the best way on your Facebook page? You have a Facebook page called Autism Now What, right?
Exactly. My Facebook page is Autism Now What. I would love for parents to join the group. I love to share my journey with my boys, and through that journey, I want to provide parents with information that can help them on their journey. I wrote my book, Saving My Sons, A Journey with Autism, that's available on Amazon. For it to be a guide, it's been 17 years. So many parents are starting on their journey now, and there's so much information out there. I share so much information in my book on autism treatment and what worked for my children. And I also talk, most importantly, Patricia, about how to keep hope alive. And I just want to share that with your parents today, because if you can keep hope alive, you keep going.
Yep.
So you have to have vision, and you have to be able to see around the corner, and you've got to keep trying. I'm going to say this again. If one thing doesn't work, try something else. If that doesn't work, try something else. And just remember that from a spiritual point of view, even if an army was charging at you, you should not fear and have faith that you will be saved, that right. that God will save you.
Right, right. And what you say is so important, to try something else. You know, the definition of insanity is to keep trying the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. And that's what a lot of families do. They do intensive ABA or more ABA. If it's not working, we need more. Or we need more folate or more vitamin B12. And it's time to start looking down other avenues, because sometimes you're in the wrong room. And sometimes you're in the right room, but you need another room to work synergistically with that room.
Exactly. And if we just did ABA for my boys, they wouldn't be where they are. ABA alone is not going to work. You have to uncover what's causing the health issues, because autism is a treatable medical condition. Not every child will recover, but some will. And the others are going to gain so much functionality and independence if they're feeling better. When you're sleeping, when you're eating well, when you're feeling better, that's when you can learn. And Patricia, I just wanted to talk about Eli, my son Eli. You know, with our Jewish New Year that's just passed, and our fast day very, very quickly approaching. It's a very, very holy time in the Jewish calendar. And my 16-year-old son, Eli, he recently wrote an article for a magazine. He's very passionate about autism awareness, as you said. He has become an autism advocate. Yeah. He gets very upset when his friends tell him about movies like The Good Doctor. Because he feels that that's not an accurate depiction of autism.
Right. If you can send me a copy of that article, I can post it on both of my websites and on my Facebook pages.
I will do that, because Eli feels that the problem is the criteria listed in the DSM-5 that defines autism. He feels that, especially with this being the Jewish New Year, that the time has come for autism to be redefined. And because we have this very wide spectrum, we're comparing apples and oranges, and that we need a new definition.
He is absolutely right. And it's going to be his generation that's going to make this happen. I'm not going to see it. You'll see it, and your sons will benefit from it. But this is not a psychiatric problem by any reason. And I love another thing that Eli said when he focused on the whole concept of neurodiversity, and he called it a threat to autism treatment. And that's not a popular opinion. I agree with him. Alana,
I will let him know that you agree, and I also agree that that's the biggest threat to the development of autism treatment.
Right. Alana, this has been fabulous. I can't thank you enough. I wish you a wonderful Shana Tova, and our listeners will know that that means to have a healthy, happy new year, and an easy fast, and that you have a wonderful, wonderful family, and congratulations on all the work that you have done to make them thrive.
Patricia, thank you, and thank you for the wonderful work that you have done. Shana Tova to you and to your listeners today. Boxing gloves on. Autism means game on, not game over.
Love it, love it, love it. Thanks again.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Lemmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave them helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.